This is Peter. I call myself a poet. This is WGDR Plainfield, Vermont. And I'm going to jump the chasm into poetry. And this poetry comes from listening to the radio. And so, as you know, it is going to be a sequence of quotes. I start with Free Speech Radio Network from last night. A quote from an Iraqi woman. You may think you're hitting insurgents, but this is not the case, as can clearly be shown. You are killing families and destroying homes. Your bombs are doing awful things, and this needs to be known. Can you imagine if someone had the arrogance to bomb an American city every day? Because that is what we're doing to Fallujah. Just consider that. Now, if you heard the interview with Amy Goodman and that Canadian reporter who was captured by Ansar al-Islam, he was also interviewed on NPR, and this relates to the different approach of the interviewers. It is amazing how much less information came from the NPR interview than from Amy Goodman about the Canadian reporter captured by Ansar al-Islam, who said Bush's Iraqi occupation couldn't be successfully done with three times more U.S. troops, since the police and the resistance seem to be one. And sending our troops into this deathly field is nothing but dumb. No matter what neocon theory of dominance you are operating on. I suppose you are aware that the MacArthur Genius Awards were given to highly established, it almost seems like they all go to professors of important universities. I note I didn't win one, so don't ask. Approaching genius with appropriately hushed tones, NPR questions the latest crop of MacArthur clones, veritable geniuses on whom fortune has thrown $500,000 like an anchor stone. Genius these days comes across the telephone. And about the two Simones, those two Italian ladies who were taken hostage and just released. The two Simones are free. Now we will get to see if Scahill was right, or will he be proved wrong. We will have to wait to hear the two Simones' song. What agreements were brokered? What went on behind the scenes? And was it indeed an Alawi Negroponte scheme? Who benefited in the end? Well, we will just have to wait and see. And then, was it all an elaborate charade to see the Italian government forced to negotiate a trade, medical care in return for errors Berlusconi made? Be aware, these musings are of a speculatory grade. And from NPR, to quote a Ohio man with a sports analogy, which I would never come up with on my own. If the coach doesn't do well, the coach gets fired. As for Bush, truth to tell, he should be retired. And a comment on a rally that took place yesterday in central Baghdad, I believe. When Zarqawi's people rally in central Baghdad, they arrive in police minivans. This is looking bad. I would say the Alawi regime has been had. Those new Iraqi policemen, they're all Zarqawi's lads. And this remarkable on NPR. Now, I was listening to New Hampshire NPR, so this is not Vermont's sin, but they were talking about this Indian author, Arundhati. Arundhati. I was saying, who are they talking about? With all the profundity they can employ, NPR speaks of Indian author Arundhati Roy, whose book, The God of Small Things, Arundhati Roy? Oh boy, is NPR being catty? Surely they know that her name is Arundhati. Bush agrees to one debate, that's all. Kerry is too quick, too smart, too tall. Bush knows in comparison he'll fall a cropper of the perception he's not on the ball. So there'll be one debate. That will be all. The cost of medical care increases at 3 times income. Now, there is a time bomb, if there ever was one. How long can it last? Sit back and watch the fun. Oh yeah, the poets were talking, but no one was listening. Why? People were gawking at Pox TV, glistening, iridescent ignorance, hawking the empty knowledge stare from that self-entitled college of the air. Watch it, and your ignorance will grow, scientists allege. So, listen to us if you want to hedge your bets. Simply, poetry exercises your intellects, but watching Pox, you'll believe prevarication and pretext, unable to distinguish what is true from the scripted text. But as for critical thinking, this utterly wrecks. You must listen to the poets for the antidote, I guess. And if you don't, well, the pox will progress. When mock debates are called debates, the mockery of democracy, we'd agree, proceeds apace in these United States, which is, of course, the place and text of democratic government in its modern context. These mock debates are a disgrace across the face of free speech, you'd presume. But don't expect this news to reach the corporate media screech anytime soon. So, you'll just have to listen to us with our discordant tune.